New COVID-19 cases in Ontario ranged between a low of 304 and a high of 492 between October 17 and 22. Premier Doug Ford announced on October 22 that capacity limits for restaurants, gyms and casinos will be lifted on Monday, October 25. He also announced the tentative plans for the province's complete reopening. While the non-essential travel advisory has been lifted, Dr. Theresa Tam, Canada's chief public health officer, has said that Canadians should be aware that there are still risks to travel. The federal and provincial governments have agreed on a vaccine passport for international travel, a vaccine passport for international travel. The passport will be digital and feature a QR code that includes the vaccination history. Paper copies will also be accepted. The City of Sault Ste. Marie reimbursing some staff members for COVID-19 testing costs. The reimbursements are for those staff members who have started the vaccination process, but have not yet achieved full vaccination status. When Parliament resumes on November 22, no one can access the House of Commons without being vaccinated. Some Conservative MPs have voiced concerns about making vaccination mandatory. Here is the latest COVID-19 information for Algoma this week. Algoma Public Health reported the region's eighth COVID-19-related death since the beginning of the pandemic. Three new cases were reported in the Algoma Public Health region with no new hospitalizations, which means there have been 486 cases since the beginning of the pandemic. An October 18 flight, Air Canada AC-8317 from Toronto to Sault Ste. Marie, had been identified as a potential exposure risk. Passengers who sat in rows 3 to 9 and flight crew who served these rows should contact their local public health unit for further information. Regions within Algoma reporting cases this week were Sault Ste. Marie, Algoma, North Algoma. Vaccine information for Algoma: the total doses of the vaccine that have been administered in the Algoma Public Health Region is 177,758. 79.1% of the population has received at least one dose. 75.1% of the total population are fully vaccinated. That puts Algoma 2% above the Ontario average of 73%. Between July 1, 2021 and October 20, 2021, there were 86 cases of COVID-19 reported in Algoma. Of these, 19 cases, 22.1%, were in fully vaccinated individuals, and 67 cases, 77.9%, were in unvaccinated or partially vaccinated individuals. Comparatively, Chippewa County in Michigan's data is as follows: cumulative positive tests, 3,707 cumulative deaths, 47 currently hospitalized, 7% of eligible population that has received the first dose of the vaccine, 58.9% of eligible population that is fully vaccinated, 54.5%.